Capital Hera, they'll say. Natsach El Hanachilos Mizmo LeDavid. I don't think the Malbim comments on what the word Nechilos means. Rashi has different pshatim from the grammarian Menachem. He quotes that it's a type of musical instrument, that this capital was composed to be accompanied by this type of musical instrument. From Targum Yonasan, he says that Nechilos, right, Nechil Dvorim is like a swarm of bees. So it's Tfilah B'Shvil Gayosos Oivim, the troops of enemies who attack. Either way, whatever the Pshat Nechilos is, the Malbim says that this capital is divided into two halves. The first half describes what the elements of tefillah are, should be, and then the second is the second half of the kapitel is David HaMelech specific by question. Pasuk Beis Amarei Hazina Hashem Bina Hagigi. Tanai HaTefillah the Malbim and Pasuk Beis the necessary elements of Hatfila Hashlema, of optimal Tfila, Hema Arba'a, of four. The first is Yofi Hamalitza V'Kotze Hamamorim, eloquence. Eloquence and precision. Concision, if that's a word. Is that a word? Concise, consider? Okay. Well, it is now. Okay. A reflection of just how central that aspect, that quality of tefillah is, the yofi hamelitza, the eloquence, it's really quite extraordinary. When you look in the Rambam, in Parag Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, So the Rambam initially describes and defines the Doraisa of Tefillah. And the Rambam says how the Doraisa of Tefillah had no set time, no set number of daily Tefillahs. It was a minimum of davening once a day, and no set text. Everyone was medabe kefi yochlo, without a set text, b'chol eisha yirtze, without a set time, b'chein minyan ha-tfilos, yesha mispal pa'machas b'yam, yesha mispal pa'machas. Then the Rambam describes that during Golas Bavel, kevin she'in halacha dalet, kevin she'goli yisrael b'imei Nebuchadnezzar ha-rasha, so nis'arvu b'poras v'yavan shor umos, we became intermingled with the other nations, and v'nodul hem bonim ba'artzos hagoyim, and the next generation was born in Golas, v'osan habonim nizbal b'las fasam, and that generation, their language became confused. It was a mishmash. Not only couldn't they express themselves clearly, eloquently in Lashon HaKodesh, they couldn't express themselves clearly or eloquently in any one language. If the person were limited to one language, the language was corrupt. Right? Sometimes you hear, let's say when a person is a native speaker in one language, and he's doing his best to speak what for him is the second language, so you can tell that the person is just translating from his mother tongue into the second language. And often the figures of speech and the constructs of the two languages don't align, but you realize what's happening, that the person doesn't think in the second language, hasn't really mastered the second language to know how to adjust figures of speech and the like. So even when they were limited to one language, even when they limited themselves to one language, it was b'shibush. Before the Anshei Knesset HaGdola introduced the said text, Tiktzal Lishon Elahash Lishol Chafotzov Olahagit Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishon HaKodesh Ad Sheyo'arev Ima Lishon HaSacheres. He was just, they were inadequate to the task of expressing themselves in Tfila, whether the to give Shavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether to petition. Kevin Shurba, the Kevin Shuro Ezra Bezdin Akach, Omdu V'Tiglam Shon Esu Brachos Al HaSeder. Okay. Then the Rambam continues in Halacha Hei and Vav, V'chein Tiknu Sheyehem Minyan HaTfilas K'minyan HaKorbanos, V'chein Hiskinu V'chein Tiknu Sheyehem Minyan HaTfilas K'minyan HaKorbanos, and they also coordinated the Zmanei Tfilas. So how come the Rambam doesn't give the background for why this was necessary? When the Rambam described the Daraisa of Tfila, so the Rambam said the Daraisa of Tfila was not regimented in three senses. There was no text, there was also no set time, and there was no fixed number of tfilos either. Right? So in all of those three respects, the Daraisa of Tfila was unregimented. The Rambam gives us the historical background for why a fixed text was necessary, but he doesn't say what happened that now all of a sudden we needed to have three tfilos a day, and we needed to assign Zmanei Tfila. So in Kvar, if the Rambam is going to tell us what prompted the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, so explain fully. So it's clear that the Rambam did explain fully. And Dahainu, that these three elements, again, the no set text, the no set time, the no set number of tefillos, are three parts of one whole. Dahainu, that tefillah was personal expression. Personal expression is, if you don't have anything to say, you keep quiet. You want to talk, you talk. How much do you want to say? Okay, again, with the caveat of the once a day. But beyond that once a day, so the Daraisa of Tfila is personal expression. There's no set time for tefillah, because again, it's when the person feels the need to daven. There's no set number of tefillahs. It's when the person feels the need. There's no set text. The person expresses the need that he feels. So when Chazal were misaken a set text, so that dramatically changed tefillah. It's still personal expression in the sense that a person is supposed to imbue the fixed nusach of Shmon Esrei with his personal kavanas. But it dramatically affected tefillah. Once there's a set text for tefillah, so then I need license. It's not purely my spontaneous expression. So now Chazal need to tell me when I should daven and how often I should daven. Klar, that's the pshat in the round thing. So Hashada Simul Hachi, so what emerges is as it were on a certain level introducing a set text for tefillah was a big b'diavad. Because the whole essence of tefillah, again, is personal expression. And yet, Chazal felt, as it were, compelled to do so because of the corruption of language. So you see that this element, this inyan that the Malbim is speaking of, Yofi Hamalitza, Vikota Hamamorim, just how essential that is. But how do we understand it? Why is it that is so crucial? The Yofi Hamalitza, the eloquence, the Kotzeh HaMa'amorim, and the precision. Perhaps two perspectives. Number one, let's say we're looking to be given an audience with an Adam Chashuv. An Adam Chashuv, we're to have a minute with him. Alachas kama v'kama, if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, is an extraordinary privilege. So what's the most important, most fundamental way that a person shows, demonstrates, objectively, that he values, that he's machshiv the opportunity he's been given? So he certainly has to come dressed appropriately and punctually, and has to come punctually. But l'chora, the most important way to demonstrate that he's machshiv this opportunity is that he should use the minute. He should say things as clearly as possible. He comes in and he's given this audience which is such an extraordinary privilege, and he just starts rambling on and on. distilling what a person has to say into the fewest and choicest words possible demonstrates the chashivos of the audience. Distilling what a person has to say into the fewest and choicest words possible, it demonstrates the chashivos of the audience. That's one perspective. A second perspective, and one doesn't need to choose between the two. In the last parak of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam ranks various types of oils and says in Halacha Tas, Afo Fisha Kulan Ksherim Limnachos, even though all of them are acceptable to be mixed in with the Mincha, the first that I listed is the best, and then it's in descending order. Halacha Yud Aleph, the concluding halacha here in Yisurim is Veya. Me'acha shukulam ksherin l'menachas lama nimnu. So what do you have to rank them for? They're all kosher, so why bother ranking them? Kidei leida hayofa she'en l'maylo mimenu. So the person should know what's the best. V'hashava v'hapachos. Shaharotza lezakos atzmo. If a person wants to earn merit, yachov yitzohara, right? He should subdue his yitzohara. The yitzohara is to hold on to one's money and to spend as little as possible. V'yarchiv yado. A person should be generous in his expenditures for a korban. V'yavi korbanu min hayafa. Kalvehen means the choice, hamuvkar. And as a result, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel v'menchaso. V'hu adin l'chol davashu l'shem hakel hatov sheyia min hanoev hatov. In Bona based tefillah, yanoe mi beis yeshivasa. A shul should be nicer than the houses we live in. The shul that the community has, that the balabatim have, should be nicer than their own houses. Hechil ro'ev, a person gives tzedakah, he feeds a hungry person. Yachu min hatov v'hamosak sheva shulchanu. You give him the best food you have. Kisa oram, yachasim min hayofa sheva ksuso. So, is there an analog? And if so, what is it? Is there an analog to the chefzah shel mitzvah of a shul, the chefzah shel mitzvah of the food for the ra'ev, the clothing for the orim? In context of mitzvah's tvila, so the mitzvah consists of the words, how a person expresses himself. When a person does a mitzvah, he's supposed to do the mitzvah outside, yaseh tov. Not in the cheapest way possible, but in the best way possible. When the mitzvah consists of expressing oneself, so then the expression has to be al atzad, ha-yoseh tov. So that's the first of the first tana'im of Hatfilah Hashleimah. Al zeh Amar, that's what David HaMelech says, Amarei ha'azina Hashem. Beis, the second of the tana'i Hatfilah Hashleimah, Shetaskem ha'machshava v'ha'higayon ha'pnimi im hadiba ha'chitzoni. Al zeh Amar, that's what the concluding phrase of Pasuk Beis, Amarei ha'azina Hashem bina ha'gigi. Discern my thought. Not to daven min hasafir velachutz, that we say the words, but our mind and thoughts are elsewhere. But our mind and thoughts should be concentrated on and reflected in and expressed in the words. Look over here, the Malbim. How does the Malbim know that that's what? Maybe Amarei Hazin Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I speak, so hear what I say, and when I don't speak, so read my thoughts. So L'chora, this is the Malbim L'shitas. So remember back in Kapitel Aleph, the Malbim explained how we find in Tanakh, on Pasuk, where was it? On Pasuk Beis, right? On Sarasa Yege Yomim V'Layla. So the Malbim explained that Hahigoyon hu hamemutza ben hadiba v'hamachshava, because higoyon means to be motzi, to bring to the fore, to bring out. So it can be to bring out if it means pure thought. Then it would mean to deduce, to derive. But what it means again also is that speech represents thought which has been brought forth, which has been articulated. So therefore the Bina Hagigi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, discern my thought, again, Higayon in the sense which is Yotzei. And therefore he sees, no, that's what it means, that David HaMelech is saying that I'm not just reciting by rote a text, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, note that I'm saying it reflectively, that I'm saying it in a heartfelt fashion. Gimel, the third element of Tefillah Hashleima, Shelo Yispala al Dvarim Bilti Nachutzim. Person shouldn't daven for inconsequential matters. Al Zeh Omar, the beginning of Pasuk Gimel, Hakshiva Kol Shavi, Ki Geder Milas Shava Hu Shetzoek Li Yeshua. Right, the word Shava is related to Yeshua, that the Shava means a cry for salvation. And finally, the fourth condition, the fourth element that needs to be present in Tefillah Shleima is Sheyivtach b'tefilaso Hashem levado. When a person davens, he should be trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. V'lo she'im tfiloso yosim miftacho al ezras vosor o emtsoiyim beino levein Hashem. Al ze omar, malti ve'elokai ki eilecha espalo. So it's very meduyak here in the Malbim, Rabbi say. The Malbim doesn't say, v'lo she'im tfiloso, he shouldn't look for help from people, or shouldn't have any recourse for emtsoiyim. No, it's lo yosim miftacho. A person is supposed to make hishtadlus, but the person is supposed to recognize that the hishtadlus is only that, and that there's not going to be any kochi va'otzem yodi. It's not going to be that the person, to my contact, to whom I turned, the Yeshua is not up to him. We're mechuyev to make hishtadlus, and therefore we make hishtadlus as is appropriate, depending upon the situation and the context, but the bitachon is not in the hishtadlus. That's what so meduyak here in the Malbim. Veloshem tfiloso yasim miftachol ezras baso. He's not saying that the person is supposed to be passive. Bitachon is more often than not an attitude that accompanies hishtadlus. It's not a substitute for hishtadlus. It's an attitude that defines and frames the hishtadlus. It's not a substitute for hishtadlus. Hashem boker tishma koli, boker eruch lecha ve'atzafen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day of tefillah begins in the morning. So the first tefillah of the day, hagam that in most areas of halacha, hayom holech ha'halayla, the day begins at night, but the day of tefillah begins in the morning. That's why the is of losoch la'al adam, not to eat before davening, doesn't apply to before ma'ariv. Before ma'ariv is a different thing, a different gezeira. But it's not L'Soch L'Al Adam, different parameters. L'Soch L'Al Adam is before Shacharis. Why is it before Shacharis? It's L'Soch L'Kavim Shetispal L'Al Dimchen. Because the day of Tefillah is Be'ikar, begins in the morning. So Hashem, Boke Tishma Koli L'Ozreini Tekef B'Kori. You'll answer me immediately. As soon as I daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you answer. Boke Eruch L'Cha V'Atzapeh. I compare you to the morning, right? In the Biurei Hamilos, the Malbim quotes "Kimi v'shachak yaruch l'Hashem," means who in the Shamayim, u'begavas oshchakim, who in the Shamayim, who even amongst the heavenly bodies resembles you, equals you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi v'ashach v'gamak v'ashem. In Birkas Kriya Shema, Shabbos morning, is it Nusach Sfarad, Ein Aruch L'cha Hashem Elokeinu, right? Or Ein Ke'erk L'cha, but the same thing. How does La'aroch mean to compare, to equate? Erech means value. Right? Let's say Harmoda v'Harocha. Arechin. Asach is Arechin in Shas. It means value. When a person says Erechel alai, it means the value. So what do you do when you assign a value to something? When you evaluate it, you say, well, if you take this object and you want to know what's comparable in cash, how do you sort of translate into comparable terms the value of this desk in cash? $100, that's what this desk represents in cash. That's what it equals in cash. So from the sense of erech, meaning value, so then by extension, so erech also means comparison, to compare, to equate. So Hashem, boker erech lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I compare you to boker, in the same way boker brings an end to all the troubles of nighttime. The same way, right, we know that even in the natural world, right, fever is almost always higher at night than it is in the daytime. Boker brings an end to the troubles of night. Boker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the boker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzir neshamos lefkayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu revives us, resuscitates us when we wake up. So I compare you to Boker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that as Boker, again, brings an end to trouble, so too, you're going to bring an end to the trouble that tzaddikim have, and the Rishayim will be punished, and Ta'ir, or Yeshua Secha, Acher Cheshkas Hatzara. And therefore, va'atzapeh. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about atzapeh tomorrow.